Let me speak to Julia Carson from NIE. Julia, good morning.
Good morning.
Many outages at the moment, or have you got most people back online, Julia?
We do have the majority of customers back online. We've got around 20,000 restored overnight. So at the moment, there's currently around 3,000 customers without supply following the damage caused by Storm Eleanor.
Whenever a storm comes through, you expect people to lose power. Would it be fair to say that you're not losing as many people now as you would have had a few years ago?
We have invested a lot in the network in the last decade, and so we are seeing the benefits of that, and our customers are seeing the benefits of that, in that there aren't as many faults, there aren't as many trees coming down across power lines, and the network is more robust to these types of storms. But Storm Eleanor, it did bring gusts of over 70 miles per hour in some areas, and that is always going to cause some difficulty. We've seen some trees down, we've seen branches across lines, and we've seen some poles broken by the high winds.
And do you have your guys ready to roll from the moment this is forecast?
Yes, we did have crews working through the night, and we had engineers out on site getting customers restored through the night. But certainly first light, that's when we're assessing the main bulk of the damage this morning. We're responding to over 400 individual incidents of damage, so it is some time to assess that damage, get the repairs carried out, and get customers back on supply.
And where are the main black spots at the moment?
Counties Down and Armagh are the worst affected areas. It really swept across that southern part of Northern Ireland, so the north was relatively unaffected. And we've been able to bring our emergency crews from the north down to those areas worst affected in the south to help out with the repair process.
Which towns and villages are we talking about?
It's mainly the south-east of the country, Counties Down, County Armagh. Generally in that area, we've quite widespread, small pockets of customers, but quite a lot of faults.
So anyone who's without power, should they expect to see the lights flickering and come back on quite soon, or do they need to take some action?
If you are without power, we do need to know. You can report a fault online at nienetworks.co.uk or contact us on 03457 643 643. And we'd remind all our customers, please put safety first. If you do see any power lines which have come down or any broken poles, please stay well away and contact us immediately on 03457 643 643.
Just on that, how dangerous, if you see a broken pole and the wires are actually on the surface, how dangerous is that? If you touch it, will you die immediately, or is there some built-in system to protect you from that?
We would always advise customers to stay well away from any lines that are down. There is a chance that they could be live, so we would always recommend that you stay well away and contact us immediately and our emergency crews. They'll come out and make it safe.
And do you feel, Julia, we're very much in the storm run now? We've had a number of them recently. The staff you have, you have enough staff to cope with any further storms that might be coming in off the ocean?
We do. We had our staff on standby from yesterday afternoon, and we also had our additional overhead lines and tree cutting contractors. They were on standby, and they'll be helping in the restoration effort this morning. All our local incident centres, they're open, and they'll remain open to coordinate the repair process until all our customers are back on supply.
Yeah, just remind us again, the customer helpline number, it's 03457 643 643, isn't that it?
Yes, or you can report a fault online at nienetworks.co.uk, and you can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook for additional updates.
Yeah, I know people, I can see them with a couple of texts already, people saying, how can you go online if you don't have any power? But you can go online with your phone and whatever. But there are ways of doing these things.
That's right. And we are seeing quite a few customers reporting the fault online at the moment.
Okay. Julia, thanks for bringing us up to date. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Julia Carson from NIE. The number is 03457